Okay.
Okay. So my name is Anne, and I'm a food addict, bulimic, and anorexic.
Hi, Anne.
And thank you, Mike, for sharing. It was very helpful. I'll talk a little bit about my experience in OA and my experience being a sponsor, and a little bit about having a sponsor, mostly about being a sponsor. First, about the numbers, I've been in Overeaters Anonymous for 34 years, and I've been abstinent for 24. So I've had a lot of sponsors, and I've had a lot of sponsees. One thing I'll say about sponsees is that every person I've ever sponsored, I've ended up owing an amend to. So, and what I mean by that is that I believe that I don't have to be perfect in order to be a sponsor, and that nobody has to be perfect in order to be in that role for somebody. I was thinking on my way over here about the Big Book and about how Bill Wilson, when he was in that church, when he was in that hotel, excuse me, and he saw the church registry where he saw something to go to talk to somebody, or he went to the bar and he went and he talked to somebody. And he probably at that point had been sober maybe a couple of weeks, who knows, I don't know, maybe a couple of days, maybe a couple of months. And I remember when my sponsor at the time told me that she thought I should be a sponsor, I thought, oh, I just can't. I don't know anything. How do I know? How am I going to fix this person? I really thought that I had to have all the answers. And what I've learned over the years is that I don't have to have all the answers, and that I can only sponsor and only share, like we say in OA's literature, up to the level of my own experience. And there are a lot of experiences I have not had. And as an example, when I lived in Florida, I was single, and my sponsee had a husband and two children, and she had a lot of trouble with these kids, and she would talk to me about them. Now, I'm not the one to go to talk to about kids, because I don't have kids, and I don't know anything about kids. So instead of just saying, well, you're gonna have to find another sponsor, we agree that if she had to talk about her husband and kids, she would find someone else who had a husband and kids. So that led us to have the relationship where I could help her to stay abstinent a day at a time, and she could get help with certain issues that I had no experience with. The other thing is that, and this is where there's differing opinions, is that my sponsor, I don't necessarily believe that a sponsor has to have more time than the sponsee. Now, I've had the same sponsor for 20 years, and I led the beginner meeting where that was her very first meeting. And now she's been my sponsor for a very long time. And it's really more about experiences. It's about progress through the steps. It's about life experiences. When I sponsor, I believe that each person is responsible for their recovery. And so I let the sponsee take the lead. Like, I'll suggest, oh, you know, doing some writings or doing some readings. But I don't say, well, did you do your writing today? Read it to me. You know, and that's just my thing. That's just the way I approach it. What I do insist, if you will, is that the sponsee commit their food to me. Now, that's very different from a lot of other sponsors. A lot of sponsors don't even talk about food with their sponsees. I'm different because for me, I believe that abstinence is the foundation of my recovery. And I am someone who needs to have a very structured food plan and a very rigorous approach to abstinence, which means writing it down, weighing it and measuring, calling it in a change. And the reason for that is because I believe that abstinence is the base, for me, is the baseline surrender. And that all my other surrenders are driven by my surrender with the food. And that the steps, while I'm a big believer in doing readings and writings, and I've sent out step material to more people than I can count, and usually I never hear from them once I send them the step materials, but I believe that once the steps are gone through with writing, that it's an implementation and that it's an example of having that psychic change that is talked about in the big book. And that it's living the steps that is the, for me, the key to recovery.
6 minutes.
Thank you. Let me think about what else I was just going to say. I just got distracted here for a second. I guess that's about it. I can't really think of anything else to say. Except, oh, I know what it was. Yes, I remember this was way back when I was abstinent for the very first time, and my sponsor said, well, you should sponsor someone, and that's when I said, oh, no, you know, I can't do that. And she said, well, Anne, because I said, I have too many problems, I have too many issues, I have too much stuff going on, and what she said to me is that, Anne, you need to hear yourself share positive stuff. Because I was always, when I call my sponsor, it's my dime. You know, I mean, I listen to her, you know, she'll share some things about her, but it's really about me sharing with her, and the same thing with with the people I sponsor. And so I need to be able to reinforce that positive recovery by sharing it with somebody else. And also the other thing about sponsoring is that it's every day, and it's typically at a specific time. And if we can't make it at that time, we have an alternative. We have a plan A time, and we have a plan B time. And it's really also really about being a friend, and being a helper. And just like it was said, you know, passing it on, because and that there's nothing to be afraid of. You know, I also had a sponsee once who was threatening suicide, and I was very upset by that. To be determined. To be continued another time. So thank you.
Thanks for sharing.
Okay. I'll let you touch this.
Okay.